Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Telefónica finalizes its board restructuring with Juan Azcue replacing Laura Abasolo as CFO amid sweeping leadership changes, including a fresh appointment at its German subsidiary. O2 Telefónica aggressively tackles urban connectivity dead zones by deploying over 600 new mobile sites and enhanced 5G transmitters in key North Rhine-Westphalia cities. And further network expansion at O2 Telefónica now features nearly 29,000 sites with optimized connectivity along major railway routes.
The Börsen Zeitung reports that Telefónica has completed its board restructuring, a process that began in January. The article explains that Juan Azcue has replaced Laura Abasolo as chief financial officer. It highlights that Mark Murtra, appointed as CEO at the start of the year amid pressure from the Spanish government and other shareholders, has replaced nearly all members of his predecessor, José María Álvarez Palete's board, except for Abasolo, who managed the company's significant debt restructuring and the sale of Latin American branches. Additionally, the report mentions that Santiago Argalich has taken over from the long-standing leader of the German subsidiary, Marcus Haas, further emphasizing the comprehensive nature of the leadership changes. The article concludes that the appointment of Azcue, a specialist in mergers and acquisitions with extensive experience at Telefónica, is seen as a step toward a more integrated and global vision for the company's future challenges. Despite current market reactions and strategic plans focusing primarily on cost savings and selective asset sales in Latin America.
The Westdeutsche Allgemeine Zeitung reports that connectivity dead zones in urban areas are being aggressively addressed by O2 Telefónica. In Essen and several other cities in North Rhine-Westphalia, the company has fast-tracked the expansion of its mobile network. The article explains that by installing over 600 new mobile sites this year, 150 dead zones have been closed, with significant efforts in cities such as Bochum, Dortmund, Duisburg, and Gelsenkirchen, as well as the creation of new sites in Essen-Carnap and Bochum-Ost. Additionally, the rollout included the installation of 50 new sites and 600 new 5G transmitters in the region, complemented by expanded transmission power across more than 1,000 locations. The plan also features ambitions to add roughly 3,000 sites nationwide by the end of 2027 and to deploy 80 mobile stations at large events, with practical implementations already seen at events like Rock Am Ring and Wacken Open Air, and innovative projects turning urban streetlights into 5G hotspots.
In a related development, Telterif.de highlights further advancements in network expansion by O2 Telefónica. The article describes that the network now consists of approximately 29,000 sites, with the 5G network already covering 99% of the population. Since the beginning of the year, around 8,000 expansion measures have been executed, surpassing the previous year's efforts, by both adding new base stations and optimizing the existing infrastructure with enhanced 5G integration and increased capacity. The report also points to improvements in connectivity along key railway routes, with the network being optimized at around 28,000 points along train tracks. The federal government has declared the network expansion to be of overriding public interest, streamlining approval processes across regions and municipalities. Furthermore, the use of digital twins and AI-driven processes is enabling faster identification of network bottlenecks and quicker implementation of improvements, ensuring that high-demand locales, be it urban centers, rural areas, or along major traffic routes, receive enhanced, reliable service.
The briefing today covers a significant development by 1&1, a growing competitor in the German mobile market. The article from insidedigital.de explains that market dynamics in mobile communications are shifting, and 1&1 has reached an important milestone in building its own network. It is reported that 1&1 has achieved a coverage of 25% of German households with its 5G network, thereby meeting the first supply target set by the Bundesnetzagentur ahead of the 31st of December 2025. The article highlights how this milestone serves not only as a regulatory achievement, but also as a strategic signal to the market, competitors, and regulators. It is emphasized that this 25% household coverage is realized primarily in densely populated areas where each of the approximately 2,000 antenna sites can serve an estimated 5,000 households, particularly in urban centers and high-density cities such as Herne, Offenbach am Main, Mannheim, or Wuppertal. The report further notes that while 1&1 currently harnesses roaming capacity with Vodafone in regions lacking an active 1 and 1 transmitter, the new developments are expected to relieve network congestion for users and reduce national roaming costs. The narrative is anchored by comments from 1&1's leadership, which stress that reaching the 25% goal represented a significant hurdle crossed, with eyes already set on achieving 50% coverage by 2030. The article also mentions the ongoing negotiations concerning frequencies below 1 gigahertz, which may be allocated to 1&1 following a decision by the Bundesnetzagentur. With these developments unfolding, the competitive landscape in the German telecommunications market is clearly evolving, and such progress by 1&1 is likely to have wider implications for market players, including O2, Telekom, and Vodafone.
Today, the media briefing focuses on a detailed report by Telltarif DE, which examines Deutsche Telekom's significant progress in network expansion. The report explains that the company has been installing 7 new fiber optic connections every minute, now providing connectivity to 12.5 million households. It is highlighted that more than 2 million households have already chosen a fiber tariff, cementing the company's reputation for rapid technological adoption. The article further notes that all recent network tests have been won by the firm, reflecting high standards praised by independent evaluators. These achievements underline Telekom's commitment to delivering an optimal network experience to every customer. The report continues with an analysis of the company's mobile network improvements. It reveals that Deutsche Telekom now operates 128,000 antennas, with 108,000 supporting 5G, a factor that has resulted in 99% 5G coverage across Germany. In addition, LTE coverage has reached 99.6% of the population, and nearly all telephone calls complete without interruption, with a success rate of 99.84%. The article emphasizes that the mobile network topped testing benchmarks conducted by CHIP, Connect, Computer Build, and MTest, thereby reinforcing its leading position. Such milestones have been achieved through significant investments and constant technical updates. Moreover, the report touches on data traffic growth trends. In the mobile network, nearly 5,000 petabytes of data were transmitted this year, reflecting a 30% increase compared to the previous year. The fixed network also experienced a 10% growth, driven by increased usage of video conferencing, cloud applications, and streaming services, with proprietary services like Magenta TV playing a notable role. The infrastructure enhancements, including the expansion of the fiber network to cover 860,000 kilometers and the installation of 30,000 new network distributors, have strengthened connectivity in residential areas. Additionally, network modernization efforts and the decommissioning of outdated technology have contributed to lower energy consumption, while the company now meets its global power demands exclusively with renewable energies since 2021. Overall, the Telltarif.de report provides a comprehensive overview of Deutsche Telekom's achievements in both the fixed and mobile network segments, emphasizing the company's robust performance and strategic market positioning.
InsideDigital.de reports that the reliable cable alternative, Freenet TV, remains secured until the end of 2030 through a renewed contract with Media Broadcast and RTL Deutschland. The article explains that this extension guarantees that 8 RTL Deutschland channels, all in HD, will continue to be available via the platform, ensuring a stable offering despite rising competition. The report highlights that the service is tied to a subscription model and notes concerns over a declining customer base, with only 444,000 paying subscribers, as recent figures indicate. Additionally, InsideDigital.de details that the monthly fee for Freenet TV will increase by approximately 19% from €7.99 to €9.49 starting January 2026, justified by rising operating costs in various areas, including personnel, IT, and content licensing. The narrative also points out that while the current model persists, the long-term frequency allocation is expected to shift towards expanding mobile networks through technologies such as 5G broadcast, marking a significant transition in the competitive landscape.
The Handelsblatt article, Der Polit Manager, presents an in-depth profile of Karsten Wildberger, a manager transitioning into politics as Germany's upcoming digital minister. The publication explains that Wildberger, who previously held leadership roles at companies such as Boston Consulting Group, Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone, Telstra, E.ON, and Seconomy, brings vast international experience and a proven record of digital transformation to his new role. It is noted that Wildberger is determined to dismantle the bureaucratic inertia in Germany, aiming to boost progress through a clear focus on streamlining processes and accelerating digital innovation. The article further highlights his commitment to digital equity, emphasizing the integration of AI into government services with initiatives like a KI service desk at the Federal Network Agency, while advocating for accessible digital identities and reduced bureaucratic obstacles. Ultimately, Handelsblatt portrays Wildberger as a pragmatic and forward-thinking leader who combines his extensive transformation experience with a realistic, hands-on approach to overcome the nation's digital and organizational challenges.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.